With 1 minute past 10 o'clock, we're going into the third segment of Zydeco Sopasale. Your host, JB, since 8 o'clock this morning. We'll continue until 12 noon with my sidekick, MC. We'll be coming in momentarily. Just stay tuned right here. That's 88.7 FM. This is KRVS, and this is Zydeco Sopasale. And we do this every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We are Zydeco Hoggers.
It's one.
Zydeco Hog, as you very well know, we always love the hog because everything on the hog has got to be good. But what we do here on Zydeco program on Saturday mornings, we mix it up. We mix it up with everything that you can think of. That's why it makes it so well and such a jambalaya as it is always. And here we go with something by Damon Troy. Damon Troy says, Tinana. That's why I say we mix it up. Cajun, Creole, Blacks, we do it all together. Rock with this one.
Tinana. Tinana. If I call her name, Lord knows I'm gonna be in trouble. Tinana, Tinana, na na. Oh, Tinana, Tinana, na na. Oh, Tinana, Tinana, na na, baby. Down to me. We'll be right back.
All right, 16 past 10 o'clock. We're going to do something right here that we don't normally, well, we do it every so often. But I want to play something, and there are going to be three or four selections that I'm going to play, and we're going to show you the connection, as I stated earlier, about the blues and the Zydeco, how they tied in, and how we got started many years ago with Zydeco and the blues. The blues was here, and Zydeco was here as well. So when you worked hard and you had hard times, you had a problem sometime with a relationship with the opposite sex, you had a little problem here and there. But what you did is that you sang about it. And here we're going to talk about it. And sometimes when you go down and when you're saying that when you're getting reaching at the end of your life, you will sing a song. And sometimes you really don't know why you're singing it. We're going to start off with Lil Buck, Senegal, "That the Blues is Killing Me." Listen to this one.
George, les moons n'ont pas dit ça.
Les vaillants moons.
C'est des bons moons. Tu connais? Moi, j'ai pu rester à Paris, cher.
Moi aussi.
Comme on a été là, la dernière fois on a été.
Vaillant, c'est vaillant.
Les moons de tout vaillant, tout l'aimer. Moi, je souhaite quand il va tourner, ben, et ça toujours pareil.
Ah ouais, avec deux ans.
Fais attention.
Joue-les. C'est ça, il l'aime quand même. Ça, tout le monde lève à l'autre bord là-bas.
C'est ça, là. Je crois pas que j'avais fini, Beg.
On va aller encore, on va aller encore.
Pas-tu rester là-bas?
Jamais avant. Je vais aller rester l'autre fois. C'est vaillant l'autre bord là.
Boy. Allô, Beg.
Oh, c'est vaillant, il va dire, je vais aller encore.
Les mouns là-bas. Un choix, mauvais Dieu, Zordon. Ils sont tous pareils.
Et tous sont pareils.
Mais c'est des bons mondes.
Des vaillants mondes.
Now, you heard from the king of Zydeco about going down slow, and the first one was Lil Buck Senegal was talking about going down slow. But Melvin, I'm doing a tribute to Bobby Bland this morning.
Right, absolutely. And you know, what's so amazing, John, is that we don't hear a lot about Bobby Bland. You know, usually when someone passes away, especially a dignitary like Bobby Bland, you know, make you wonder, did he really die? Because there's no communication on
that's
it.
That's right.
You know, and there should be more communication about Bobby Bland. And sometimes we just forget those people that have led us so long.
Yeah, because I was looking at going through the archives, and here I have 20, actually it's 50 cuts on this CD. 50 of this and select, and plus there's others that he made. And when you have a musician or a singer like Bobby Bland, who has sang and entertained the world, all over the world, you would think that they would have much more acknowledgement of his passing on than you've had. But I just wanted to do this on this program today because I wanted to acknowledge the contribution of the blues that they had, that he made, along with Zydeco. Because and this one I'm going to tie into the Zydeco is Going Down Slow.
Well, he has a Going Down Slow, too.
Going Down Slow.
I remember Bobby Bland came to Lake Charles playing in the club, and you know, all the ladies would fall out for Bobby Bland and stuff. And so he asked, he said, one young lady, she jumped up, and he said, oh, baby, what's your name? Where'd you go? He said, excuse me, what's your name? He said, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to give you a name because I just don't understand what you're telling me your name is. Oh, he's a great guy, though.
But Bobby Bland, and then he had that trademark because he snout, you know. And like that, whatever it was that he would do.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bobby and I guess Clifton, the way they ended their lives, which is pretty much not ended, but the way life ended them. You know, and where they was going down real slow, because Clifton, you know, was how he went, you know, at the end.
We'll
he was
right
sitting
back.
Down.
Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for this morning's program comes from The Bank, offering a full range of financial services from 5 convenient locations, Jennings, Iowa, Iota, Lake Arthur, and Welsh, and online anytime at thebank-online.com. The Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Greetings. Move to KRVS every Sunday night for 2 hours of hardcore classic Rasta reggae radio right here on Jamon. Jamon, Sunday nights 9 to 11 p.m., Saturday mornings 1 to 3 here on KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
All right, we're back. We're going to continue with the blues in which we have the correlation between the blues and Zydeco ahead and how Cliff played his song and how he selected.
Right.
And here is Bobby Bland.
Mais vous êtes après écouter le programme de Zydeco et Passalea ce matin avec MC et JB. On sera ici à 12h ce matin. On n'a pas voir un bon temps, c'est chaud. Mm. C'est beaucoup.
Ça fait chaud, Dion?
Chaud. Ah oui, c'est chaud. Ça s'appelait 800 degrés. It's 800 degrees outside right now, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're fixing to go outside, bring your food with you. Won't take you longer to be cooked.
You can put a couple of steaks on there.
But, oh, yeah. You can put it in your hand. It'll cook in your hand right now.
Just put it on the sidewalk.
It's rather warm. But the one thing I do want to say in reference to the heat, please go check on the elderly because they don't know how hot it is. Bring them a fan. Turn the air conditioning on. Pay their bill because a lot of them have air conditioning, but they can't afford to pay the bill for their air conditioning. So please, take care of your loved ones. Because, you know, if it was you, they'd take care of you, and they have because they're older than you, so that means they must have taken care of you because they brought you into this world.
You last this long.
So now it's time for you to check on them and make sure that everything is going good and that they are cool and bring them a lot of fluids. Bring them a lot of fluids because sometimes they can't even afford water. They have, you know, different kind of water. Get them a case of water. Bring them something, some juices, some fruits.
How you say that?
What, some fruits?
Some juices.
All kind of, man, they got all kind of juices today, you know. Bring them some Gatorade. Give them some juices. Amène-le des jus. Le besoin des jus. Tu peux mettre en de la glacière. Ça fait ça un peu fraîche. Nazon qui va boire quelque chose d'autre qui devient dans de la glacière.
Un petit filet.
Un petit filet ici. Un petit filet là-bas.
Un boire un petit filet.
Un petit filet, ça aide. Ça fait... Soyez les vieux parce qu'ils ont tout besoin de quelque chose. I want to say good morning to... all of, I guess, the McIntyres and the Levans that are getting together today in Bayesville.
Oh, having
a family reunion. It's going to be a hot family reunion, but that don't stop them. I know they're out there having a great time this morning. And I want to say good morning to all the Fontenots this morning. There's some running around from the Fontenots. That's a big family. Mm-hmm. The Fontenots is a big family, period.
Oh yeah!
All right.
Oh, that's a big family out there. Yeah. But before we play this, going down slope, I have to just say that Rocky having his birthday today.
He had one last week.
I thought so.
He having another one.
He having
Rocky
another.
Got more, Rock birthday. Ought to be about 178 right now.
Yeah, many birthdays he done had. He just had one. He called last week. Remember, he was having a birthday last week.
Now he having another. Where is it at?
At Pat's.
At Pat's or Hens.
Yeah, and Gino's going to be playing.
And Gino, of course, Gino's going to play.
Yeah, he's going to play. Yeah. That's no question about that.
Okay, so good. So what, he's giving some stuff away?
I think he didn't say.
I don't know what, I know he used to give that turkey for Thanksgiving, and they still gave him the turkeys, but I don't remember him having that.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He pretended to give out turkeys.
Oh, he gave
no,
turkeys.
No, there was small chickens. There was some fries.
Some beef. Some roosters. That's a turkey.
That's what it was. Anyway.
Rocky Roosters. All
anyway,
right.
And then have a documentary that's going to be taking place over at tomorrow at Whiskey River featuring Horace Traham.
Oh, really?
And the Creole and Zydeco Cajun Connection.
Okay.
Starting off around 4 o'clock.
Good deal.
And that's tomorrow evening. Of course, we got that chicken cook-off. We're going to talk about that in a little while. And we'll see about
that. You in it?
Nope.
That's the one in...
In Parks.
In Parks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, chicken cook-off.
Chicken cook-off.
Oh, that's a two-way cook, or is that a all-the-way cook?
All-the-way cook.
Any kind of way.
Any kind
you
of
making
way.
It any kind of way. John, they're going to beat you up over
there. No, what they said was that any
what?
Kind of way. They
no,
said chicken
that
fricassee.
Fly said barbecue... and fried chicken.
You
going okay?
Now,
okay.
Now
go ahead over there
now,
with your stew.
It says. It
read
says
it. What it say?
A chicken cook-off. Categories.
Uh huh.
Could be.
Well, you put could be.
Could be barbecue or deep fried. Now, what can you do with deep fried chicken?
I don't know. Cook it way down. You got to put a rock on it, and you keep it at the bottom of the pan. It can't come up.
You tie a string to the leg.
Yeah, and
with
put a
rock, and you bring it down.
It's got to be deep fried. You can't fry it at the top of the pot. It's got to be at the bottom. So don't forget your rocks, please. Got to be deep fried.
Bring your little sack of rocks.
Try that.
As the chicken try to come up, you put another rock in the bag.
That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, know the difference between a gizzard and a rock. Now, don't take the rock as a gizzard. That is not.
Wait a minute. We're going to go back to the gizzard after a while.
Okay.
What
the gizzard do? Anyway, go ahead.
That's a good question.
Oh, you know the answer. I should have known who knows the answer to the gizzard.
All right. Let's play Bobby Bland. Going down slow. Keep that in mind.
All right.
My fun. If I don't get well no more, I said I've had my fun. If I never get well no more, I said my head is feeling kind of funny, Lord, and I'm going slow. Somebody please write my mother, tell her the shape I'm in. Lord, somebody please write my mother, tell her the shape I'm in. Tell her to pray to forgive me for all of my shame. Sit on the next train south. You can look for my clothes home. Out on the next train south. Tell them to look for my clothes home. Not to waste no tears. Lord, if you see my father, tell him not to waste no tears. 'Cause I've been living so fast and reckless. Lord, think I've shortened my I've had my fun.
was something by Bobby Bland, and just to recognition and acknowledge the fact that he made a great contribution to the blues world. And we just wanted to make sure that we wanted to let you know the relationship that they had. I know some of you said, we want to listen to Zydeco. Well, actually, the blues is Zydeco, and Zydeco is the blues.
Okay.
So we got that?
Okay.
All right, now.
So, John, I remember singing the blues.
Yeah.
Is that the blues?
Oh, yeah.
Cottonfield blues.
Mm.
You know, and I want to say this word, but I want them to understand this is a tool.
What's that?
A whole blues, you know, when you had the whole.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
Because you know, some people say, oh, now they're saying something.
Yeah, they want to use the term chop the cotton. Chop we used to hold the cotton.
We didn't. No, we used to chop the cotton.
No, we hold the cotton.
We hold. You're misunderstanding me here.
What's that?
We hold the cotton,
yeah.
But we chop the cotton.
Well,
now,
yeah.
Some of the cotton you chop, you see, when you chopped it, that's less cotton you had to pick. You see, y'all didn't know how to operate. See, we knew how to operate.
No, man,
how much cotton you want to pick.
But then the switch was coming.
They couldn't tell until the cotton came up and it started blooming. See, when it's small, they looked down that row and they could see all the cotton stalks. It was okay.
But the truth, we used to, I chopped the cotton. We chopped the cotton.
Some of you chopped, but you was actually hoeing the cotton. And that was a beautiful thing. I'll tell you what, I enjoyed hoeing the cotton. It was. I'd rather hoe the cotton and pick. You'd rather pick than hoe?
No.
What you was going to say?
Neither one was very entertaining.
John, what? Well, which one would you prefer?
Well, I guess the hoe.
You ain't got to follow me. If you like to pick cotton better than
I'd probably go hold the cotton and chop the cotton.
Well,
because
what I was going to say, we was going to plant us some cotton, John, and one of us had to hold, one had to pick. We can't both hold the cotton. Somebody going to have to pick it. So I picked the hoe first.
You picked the hoe first.
I picked the hoe first.
Okay, you picked the hoe first.
So you're going to have to pick it.
Well, I trust you that you won't leave so many stalks for me to pick.
No, you told me not to. I will try. I will save every stalk.
You see, I got you. I
get me a little hoe.
I got you a little time.
A little blade
on
the hoe.
But when you're talking about picking the cotton, I would love to go back and pick a cotton.
Well, he says he's got a place you can go pick all you want.
Yeah. I'd love to.
And it's a tour. Let's do the tour.
Yeah.
Let's do the cotton tour. How far is that?
Missouri, southeast Missouri.
That's not
how
that far.
Is that
that's
from
not
here?
Far from here.
Not that far, maybe about 1,000 miles.
Not that far, 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
Take us 3 weeks to walk over there.
Two states up.
Two states up.
Yeah,
that's a long way.
It would be nice, though, to be able to go over there.
Let's take a bus.
We have
to
bring our own sack.
No. We furnished the sack.
They furnished the sack.
And give you a place to stay, but you don't get paid.
You know what, though, John?
What do you mean,
I think.
What do you mean?
John,
you don't get paid.
I tell you what.
The whole idea is to experience.
Right. I tell you what. I tell you what. I think.
What's that?
I think we could get a bus, and I think that we could actually fill the bus, you know, and take a trip. I think that would be a good thing. Because
you know,
the beauty of it is that, John, you don't have to stay. You can go pick. You can walk out the field if you so desire.
But
you ain't going to get paid. But I think it's just the beauty of going out there.
Bring your own lunch.
They'll
furnish the lunch. I mean, you can't be there.
And a red soda cup.
Now, John, we got to go. Now, when is the season?
In September.
September.
In the fall.
September, for how long?
October.
September, October.
It
not
be a
too
cold,
bad.
It'll be a little cold.
Well so what? That's when we used to pick cotton.
Look, John,
I can
know
tell you,
September.
I can
October,
tell you.
No, August.
No, let me
August,
tell you. John, I know it was October. I tell you what.
I remember
in October that's when we was picking cotton because I remember crying because in October we were over there at the fair. The fair was October the 4th, 5th, and the
6th. We talked about that before.
And,
about the fair.
You know, and we out there having a good time and then parents are calling you and tell you, come on, let's go pick some cotton. You know? Yeah, I remember that in October crying. Don't want to go. Don't want to leave the fair because you know you're going to work.
Too. I remember that too. But I was.
Out of school to go pick.
Yeah, they used to have that.
What I was relating to, in August, we would pick the first bale. The first bale.
How many pounds to a bale?
That was 500 pounds.
500 pounds.
Yeah. You thought you were going to get me.
No, I just, I know you're old cotton pickle.
Pounds. Yeah.
We're going to play that song, Cotton Pickle.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right, let's go to some music.
Yeah, we got Yaya coming up.
Yaya.
Yeah.
Yaya.
Yeah.
Okay, Yaya.
Yaya. You heard the song, Yaya. You got, in fact, there's a movie by the name of that.
Oh,
Yaya.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
You of the loved one. Lord, when they don't love you, I teach you right, I teach you good, everything long in this world I could. That's why it's so hard, oh, 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 oh. Love when they don't love you. I done learned my lesson,
necessaire pour faire un annoncement.
Rikita, I know.
Because
we're coming up on the LeBeau Fest.
Yeah, yeah. I talked about it earlier this morning.
Oh, you did?
About the annual 23rd LeBeau Fest.
All right.
And then we said no ATV.
No ATV.
No TV.
No TVs.
None. And no barbecue pits. No refund.
And what day? When is that?
That's on the next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Yeah.
The 6th.
On the 6th of July.
Yeah,
Leon Chavis, Depp Rito, Gino Delafosse, Lil Nate, Chris Ardwin. All of those are going to be there.
All right.
And let me see. Oh, yeah.
What, July the 10th, time 10:30 to 11:45, Families Helping Families of Acadiana. This is going to be at South St. Landry Community Library, 235 Marie Street in Sunset, Louisiana. And do you know who we are or what we do? No, we do not. So call this number, 337-984-3458. And this will be July the 10th. And from 10:30 to 11:45, and it's Families Helping Families of Acadiana. So if you, and this is if you have lost information or other things that apparently this is kind of like find your roots to know who you are.
Well, this one right here is the Cajun Music Association is sponsoring something. We'll be right back with more information, so stay tuned. Don't you dare go away. We'll be right back.